producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Program with Doug Steffen and my friend Jennifer Horn is here.
I'm a bootylicious one on this
show. That's right. No, well, Kara, maybe that, don't take it the wrong way. Booty is used in a lot of different ways.
It's positive. I can be booty girls. I'll share that honor with Kara for sure.
Right. Yes. Good for you. Okay. The problems in the world that we can fix versus the problems in the world that we can't fix. The whole world, my son explained to me, I don't know why I didn't get this, but every day we talk about conflict and resolution, right? All of the things that we talk about, whether it's about people or things, experiences, we have political controversies and conflicts. It's the Republicans versus the Democrats. It's the good guys and the bad guys. It's the white guys and the black guys. It's the tall guys and the short guys. It's the rich guys and the poor guys. But there's always a conflict. So let's see what conflicts we can discuss and what we can perhaps resolve. You game for that, Jen?
I like it.
All right. Apple. Conflict, right?
Right.
Big time conflict. The situation has presented itself in a rather confusing way, so some people just don't know what to think. So I'm happy to tell you what to think. If you don't know what to think, I'll be your teacher here. Actually, I found a piece of audio from the former director of the CIA, General Michael Hayden. And he's telling you what he thinks, and then you listen to that and tell me whether you agree with what he thinks. Are you thinking about this? And if you are thinking, what do you think?
These are always tough choices, and this is not about the forces of light and the forces of darkness. This is about balancing two virtues, two things we want deeply, security, privacy, liberty, and safety. And so now it's acting out in this particular sphere. I think Apple was right in terms of opposing universal back doors to make it easier for our or any government to get into encrypted communications. But I am not convinced that what the FBI is asking Apple to do in San Bernardino is that. And I think the burden of proof is on Apple to show that there's an inevitable slippery slope from this very targeted, focused request from the Bureau, a slippery slope from that to this thing over here. Back doors are back doors. If they're in there, good security services around the world are going to exploit that and take advantage of that.
Huh. So, he's telling you what he thinks. I'm telling you what I think, and I don't think he's too far off the mark, actually. And it's becoming almost childish, Jennifer, because we keep hearing this, it's like all or nothing at all, the approach the federal government is taking. We've got to do this. Okay. I don't know, even if Apple has gone so far because they're feeling pressured, as to say, okay, we'll do this for this phone so you can have that information.
No, that offer has not been made. So,
no.
I mean, I'm not defending the government here by any stretch.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, but I think that they've actually been kind of a little more mature about it than Apple. Apple's saying, no, they're not even offering that idea that they'd actually pull the information off, hand it over to the government, and then destroy whatever technology was used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The government is saying, look, take a deep breath. We don't want this forever. Mm-hmm. I think they're almost the ones that are insinuating, we'll take just the information off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But no one's actually come out and said it, and I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. You know, I guess you have to negotiate from the extremes and then work your way to the middle.
Yeah.
But you would think common sense is, hey, let's just come to the table. If we really wanted this information, we want it now, we need it now, let's come up with some solutions. That is the most annoying sound.
Okay, so do you know what the most populated city in the world is?
Sometimes I feel like it's Los Angeles, but I know that's not correct.
That is not correct. It is not a city in our country.
I would imagine somewhere in Asia.
Yes, you're close.
I'm close?
Delhi, India.
Okay.
And their problems, this is a country that is basically a guide on how not to do anything except respect cows. That's what they do over there that's good. The rest of the way they run the country is from horror.
Have you been there? You've been there, haven't you?
I have been on the outskirts. I have not actually been. When I heard that there were bodies that regularly flowed down the river, the Ganges River, when people die, there are various ways of handling
their death.
Well,
it's called the Phalanges River.
That's what it is. Okay. I got the name wrong. Right. I didn't go far enough. They just throw bodies into the river. The authorities there, they pick up bodies on the street. This is how backward this city is, parts of it. Anyway, parts of it are very, very progressive. The parts of the city where they do a lot of business with Western interests. But there are parts of that city and parts of this country which are just horrific. They don't know, nor are they interested in birth control. So the average family there is 8 to 9 children. The average. They're increasing in population in ways that they can't. The government refuses, for whatever the reason, to deal with the practicality of this. They don't have enough resources to handle people, and they don't really go about the business of running the country in a way that makes any sense. Very corrupt. And so people literally die on the streets. We think we have a problem with the homeless here. More people are homeless in India than are not. Think of that concept. A country with more people who have no homes, and they just keep birthing them like they were rats, bunnies, whatever. And here's the big problem. The water supply in Delhi is running out.
Yuck.
And over the weekend, violent protesters were now, the younger crowds coming along realize the government is doing nothing about the problems, the key problems in the, not only in the city, but in the country. 19 people were killed in protests. Protesters damaged the wall of one of the city's key canals. So the water that they're protesting is basically not existing because they're leaking everywhere. A lot of these people are from the farming communities. They're called the Jats. So it reminds you of, what's the Jets, the Jats. Remember West Side Story?
They're fighting
to be recognized by the Indian government. The Indian government, and again, how backward they are, it's a caste system. There are classes, and you don't get out of the class. You live your life as an underclass, sort of median, you know, the rich, the privileged, and you don't get out of that caste system. And it was started, many people give the British credit for this, but I don't believe that they deserve the credit for it, because I think it started a long time before the Brits were in charge of India, had taken it over. But it's just, it's such a backward country. And the people who are trying to fix the problems of people, it's not unlike, by the way, what's going on in Iran. Although Iran has a different set of resources, and they're not, you know, the government doesn't promote the extinction of their own population by having so many people in the country that they're just going to collapse under the weight of their own problems. But they don't have enough to eat. They don't have enough to drink.
And guess who has to give it to them?
Well, here we are. Here we come to save the day. We're going to be in there. But they need our expertise to fix the problems with the canal. Meanwhile,
I would much rather give expertise to help fix things, wouldn't you?
Yep. Than
free stuff. I mean, free stuff goes away. You consume free stuff. Let's fix the problems.
Yep. Anyway, I thought you'd be interested in knowing what's going on there, because a lot of people won't be talking about that today for sure. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. And now, you can save $200 instantly when you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Galaxy S6 and trade in your working smartphone. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. So why wouldn't you switch today? This special offer is available for a limited time only. So hurry in. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com to learn more.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Limit one per line. Restrictions apply.
All right, it's 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Roberta and Jennifer, the focus on those of us who travel. Roberta's in a plane a lot. I'm in a plane a lot. Jennifer's traveling more and more these days. So do you get all worked up when there is a story as exists today about the 737 that filled with smoke as it was taking off from the Tokyo airport? The news media is trying once again to scare everybody. Do you know how many planes there are in the sky on the planet? Do you know how many there are in Asia now, with the population and the businesses in China and Japan? There's so much attention and money. The China airline appetite, airplane appetite, is expected to double in the next 20 years. That's why Boeing is going to build a plant in China to build planes just for the Asian economy. So when you look at this and understand how many people are flying not only over there, but here, there, and everywhere, to get worked up about this, I'm not suggesting it isn't something that's worthy of note, but people look at people who don't travel a lot. They get so worried. I think, Roberta Moore, I was on a Southwest. I took Southwest this past week. I don't usually fly them.
But I fly them all the time.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah. Flying to Denver and then back to Boston, because it was the only reasonable seat that I could get, given the fact that this week is school vacation week and yada, yada, yada. The concept here has become almost so easy, other than going to the TSA. You get into a plane, you sit down, it may be in a car. I had this big, fat slob next to me. That's what I don't like about Southwest.
You're so kind, Doug.
No, this guy was a big, fat, smelly slob. And he said, I'm on the aisle, he's sitting in the
really
middle,
feel?
And he fell asleep, and he basically pushed me out of the seat. I get up, and I spent most of the flight walking around. Because, I mean, what are they going to do?
There are no other seats.
There are no other seats. They're not going to move them. Because you never find an empty seat on a Southwest flight. And you can barely find an empty seat on any flight anymore. So I find it abhorrent.
You have to do what my trick is, though.
What's that?
And maybe when it's, like, super crowded, you're not going to be able to get away with this. But if there's one spot on the plane, what you need to do is put on your Secret Service demeanor, where you put your magazine up above your face. You never make eye contact with anybody coming down the aisle.
Sit in the middle.
Yeah, you just be like, oh, I'm here, I'm sitting, and you just have a vibe.
You'll be happy to know Southwest is trying to spark a domestic fare war, increasing seats by $5 a piece, Roberta.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Tense, but the present tense, the voice of Kesha, who's all about the problems she's having with Dr. Luke. And I finally wrap myself around this story, Jennifer, because I get what's going on. The record business is full of cutthroats, thieves,
yep,
and bad people.
Oh, yeah. Bad people.
And this Dr. Luke appears to be as bad as they come.
Although he says he's not.
He says he's not. What would you say? I said, Jennifer, you're a bad person. You're going to agree with me? Or are you going to say, Doug, that's not true. I'm a wonderful person.
After I got done crying, I'd say, what do you mean?
So here's the story posted by Entertainment Tonight last night about Dr. Luke's response to Kesha. And did I say Kesha?
Boston called. They want
Kesha.
Back.
Her allegations and the court case.
After New York judge ruled that Kesha will remain under contract with Sony and Dr. Luke, fans and high-profile celebs rushed to her defense. Taylor Swift even donated $250,000 to the pop star. And Monday, Dr. Luke's attorney released a statement to ET calling her claims, quote, outright lies and slamming the Free Kesha social media movement to, quote, any claim that says she isn't free is a myth. The statement called her allegations of abuse, quote, unconvincing and devoid of factual detail, adding, quote, as Dr. Luke has said repeatedly, the allegations against him are outright lies that have been advanced to extort a contract renegotiation and money. Kesha and her counsel have cavalierly subjected Dr. Luke and his family to trial by Twitter, using a vicious smear campaign to ruin his reputation for financial gain while failing to support their claim. The next court date in the ongoing battle of Kesha and Dr. Luke has yet to be determined.
Really?
You know, I'm a problem solver. You know, you'd say I'd come up with some good things, right? I'm a negotiator.
Yep.
Here's what I'd like to present to Sony and to Kesha. You know this, Doug, Roberta, you know this. When you run a small business, if you have employees, or if you run any business, you have employees who don't want to work for you anymore, they're not going to work for you. They're not going to give you anything. Kesha is essentially sitting out. She's not making any music. Now, granted, she signed a contract, and you have to be accountable for the documents that you sign. I'm not suggesting we let her go free. But why doesn't Sony say, look, Kesha, you're not going to work for us anymore because you don't want to. You're sitting out on the sidelines. No one's making any money. You go out, find your own deal, and we'll take 20%. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Why don't they take
don't
a piece
do that.
Of her profit?
Nah. No, they don't want to do that because they want to keep her exclusive. And they
this
don't want anybody else to have her.
It's like having
an ex-boyfriend and you say, you know, I don't want you anymore, but I don't want anybody else having you.
Yeah.
I don't understand because if you have an employee who doesn't want to work for you, they are not going to work. And if they force her to work, she's going to put out junk that no one's going to want to buy. Let her go do her own thing. Let her have her freedom, but keep some money and then everybody's making cash again.
Mm. Here are some of the comments from people who are working this over in social media. Cindy writes at Twitter, at Good Day, I'm a bit surprised how everybody agrees that he's guilty. I mean, I haven't heard about other girls coming forward with similar stories, so I can see how the judge had to rule as she did. This sounds like it isn't a reverse Bill Cosby thing. Pam writes, I can't see what good it would do her to pursue this if it weren't true. She's endangering her reputation, torpedoing her relationship with a producer who helped her become a star, endangering her relationship with a record company, putting herself at risk of being entangled in lawsuits during most of her marketable years. The vast majority of women don't lie about being raped. The only reason I can think she would do all of this is if she wanted to get away from someone who's actually harming her. So this is the Taylor Swift side of the story. Mm-hmm. Here's reporter Tom Newsom talking about the reaction to the $250,000 that was given to Kesha by Taylor Swift.
Singer Demi Lovato took to Twitter to say she wasn't impressed with Taylor Swift's generous cash donation of $250,000 to embattled singer Kesha. Kesha recently lost a suit in which she alleged that her manager was abusing her physically, emotionally, and verbally, and she wanted out of her contract. The court ruled in her manager, Dr. Luke's, favor. Lovato's tweet stated, "Take something to Capitol Hill, or actually speak out about something, and then I'll be impressed." Swift and Kesha fans posted back to say that Kesha's mom was very grateful for Swift's selfless gift.
Yeah, there are a lot of people posting videos on social media about their support for Kesha. We're facing a retirement readiness challenge in our country. As a country, generally speaking, we're living longer, saving less. Many Americans are at risk of running out of money in retirement. Brian Osich finds out why now is a good time for you to take some small steps that can have a big impact on your financial future.
According to the 2014 EBRI study, more than half of all working-age households are inadequately prepared for retirement. It's America Saves Week, and Prudential's Christine Marks says we need to outsmart our brains to make progress in saving for tomorrow.
We have access to more financial information than ever before, but people still struggle to save. Our research shows that the reason lies in how our brains are wired to respond to the environment. Humans are developed to focus on survival in the here and now, not to plan for complex challenges far into the future.
Marx says we can overcome our brain's bias toward short-term thinking and save more for retirement by focusing on small, simple actions.
America Saves Week is the perfect time to start. Instead of trying to tackle multiple savings and budgeting issues at the same time, commit to just one action. We recommend setting aside just 1% more of your annual income, an additional penny on every dollar, to strengthen your retirement plan.
Take Prudential's 1% more pledge at raceforretirement.com. That's financial fitness from Prudential Financial.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Program with Doug Steffen and my friends Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. We're all married in the mind. We have, and we are like married couples, married groups. We agree on some things and we disagree on other things. There are very few of us who have any intelligence at all, any IQ, the matter in the brain that gets beyond 80. Who don't find what I'm about to discuss with you completely offensive. Completely offensive. Food news in a manner of speaking. The United States Senate is considering a bill this week that is the culmination of lots of work done by people on both sides to either get this done or get it killed. So far, those of us who want to get it killed haven't had a lot of success because we don't have as much money as Monsanto does and their pals. It's the so-called DARK Act, appropriately named because if passed, it will cast a dark pallor over the plains. You know, the promo that you see for Independence Day with those big, huge objects flying over America, destroying things. Those, they should have the Monsanto logo on the side of them, because that's basically what Monsanto is about. Returning us to the Dark Ages. So the Dark Act, which would prohibit state labeling of genetically engineered foods, is Monsanto's dream bill. This is just what they want. And so far, because they got this through the House, they're using the dough that they have to influence the campaign coffers, and what a year to do it. So the place for this to stop is in the Senate. Your job, should you decide you want to be able to eat food and be free of the encumbrance of having a giant consortium of really horrible companies like Monsanto trying to control the food supply in the world, your senators need to hear from you so you can oppose this bill and any other attempt to keep foods from being labeled. Don't you want to know what you... Aren't you tired of fighting against these people? This is the sign of corruption that we're all talking about. This is why Donald Trump gets traction. This is why Bernie Sanders gets traction, because of this kind of stuff. So if you've already taken action, it's really important that you go to your senators again. They need to hear from you. And if you go to farmtoconsumerlegaldefensefund.org, you'll find a letter in there. You can just click on it and either rewrite it the way you want, or you can just sign the letter as presented. It'll get into the coffers of the people who need to hear from you. Senator Roberts of Kansas has filed a bill on behalf of Monsanto, and he's the chairman of the Agriculture Committee. So you
and,
can.
And what party does he represent?
He's a Republican.
Thank you.
Oh, well, there's plenty of Democrats.
Roberta, she loves that.
Yeah, but there's plenty of Democrats that have been corrupted by this. Don't kid
yourself. There's a lot of Republicans, too.
So what's your point?
There's a lot of politicians who have been
Politicians are corrupt. Both sides. Completely corrupt.
Abhorrent. The whole thing is abhorrent.
So anyway, there's a committee hearing scheduled for Thursday of this week. That's why time is of the essence. When Jennifer sent me her read on this yesterday, I said I was already on it, because I am and have been. There's a reason why this bill is called the Dark Act. It would prohibit any state from labeling GMOs, make federal labeling voluntary, which, to be clear, it already is. Not a single product is labeled as containing genetically engineered ingredients. Not one product in this entire country is labeled so that you know whether it's GMO. If you want to eat GMO foods, that's your right. That's your decision. That's up to you. If you want to eat that crap, that's you make that decision. But to not be able to make the decision based on knowledge is corrupt and criminal, and that's what so much of this government is all about. This is as bad as anything. When the government starts telling you what you can eat and what you can't eat, this guy, Roberts, and the people in his home should be run out of town on a rail.
You know what DARK stands for? Deny Americans the Right to Know.
Yeah. Yep. I was going to get to that. Thank you, Roberta.
Okay.
So take action. This is, believe me, even if it isn't, you don't care about GMO foods or you even like GMO foods. That isn't the question here.
Anytime the government is telling you to deny or is wanting to deny information, that's the problem. It does. If you don't care about food, if you don't care about whatever the issue is, when the government's trying to hide things from us, that's the issue.
Yeah.
And you know what the bill is called? Mm-hmm. The Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act.
Yeah.
It's a typical where they label the bill completely opposite to what it actually is.
Hmm. Well, it's a problem that a lot of people are confronting, and it doesn't make any difference whether you're in a big community or a small community, where you are. It's just it's something that is really an important position for people to be in. And the money just carries the day. It does. The money carries the day.
And some of the statistics that I saw that 90% of the nation's corn and soy crops are GMO, are genetically modified. 90%.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Is it possible to even get corn that's not genetically modified?
Yes, I do. I get I get open pollinated seed from a farm in Pennsylvania. I have three sources, one in Ohio, one in Indiana. I'm sorry, one in Illinois and one in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
But if you're buying corn in the supermarket.
Well, you don't know.
Are.
All I want to know is, I want to know. I don't care.
90%.
This is not about, or ought not to be about Monsanto. And the people who are listening from Monsanto who get upset about this, this really isn't about you. This is about, you don't want people to be able to make a choice. That's un-American. You do what you want to do that's good for your business. I'm not in the way of that. I just think people ought to know. And that's been my stance all along. And because Monsanto is behind the move to keep you from knowing, that's why it becomes a problem. But under the circumstances, I don't see how, you know, it's any more or less passionate. I'm very passionate about it, and I think a lot of other people ought to be passionate as well. What say you? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Folks think about now. All right, in the food department, here's something else that is this is a question of what's right and wrong as well. People who are poor in our country, we're trying to help those who honestly deserve being helped versus those who don't deserve to be helped.
Mm-hmm.
There is a, again, this is on the legislative side of things. Matter of fact, this congressman's from New York, Patty Ritchie. No, she's senator, excuse me. Patty Ritchie has introduced a bill that, if it passes, would keep families who are getting welfare, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP.
Right.
You would be restricted from purchasing steak and lobster, luxury
really?
Food items. Proposal falls in line.
Luxury food
I was
going to
say, well, I mean, I get lobster maybe, but steak?
Yeah, but steak?
Depends
Here's
on what
the
kind
thing.
Of steak
Until
it
you
is.
Start, I'm okay with buying stuff in the grocery store. But, you know, the thing that I think people should really talk about is you can use those EBT cards at restaurants. Because for me, restaurants going out, I was grown up, when I grew up, that was a treat. That was something special to go out. I know my dad the same way, and my grandparents raised us that way. I don't know. I mean, if you buy something in the grocery store, I don't think I'm going to fault you for it. But really, I mean, to use it in restaurants, I think that's where we need to start.
Mm-hmm. Restaurants.
Don't you think?
Why are they going
to
restaurants?
That would include fast food places, too, though. You know, the
dollar
menus at McDonald's, the $5 menus at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
They have steak in them?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, they can go to Taco Bell. You just can't get the steak burrito. Luxury item, luxury item.
All right, but you understand the gist of the...
Yeah.
It'll get twisted around. Like the GMO thing gets twisted around, but I think it's pretty... I think the GMO thing is much more direct. 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm-hmm. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store, a bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo and No Barriers Warriors are teaming up for the third consecutive year to empower veterans through the Warriors to Summits Expedition Series. One of many experiences No Barriers Warriors offers veterans with disabilities to help them overcome obstacles and unleash their full potential. Selected veterans will embark on grueling expeditions to Wyoming, New Hampshire, and Colorado. Through these transformative journeys, participants will push their boundaries while reflecting on their past, recognizing where they are now, and developing a vision for their future. This mental and physical challenge will help veterans make a significant change in their lives. John Toth, Director for No Barriers Warriors.
We're excited to offer three expeditions in 2016 and help transform even more veterans' lives.
To apply for the Warriors to Summits 2016 Expedition Series, or to learn more, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications will be accepted through March 4th at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-529-3894. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Let's see what else is happening here. It's 46 past the hour on Good Day. Those of you who drive Lexus sedans.
I know where the story is going, and I don't like it. Yes, I have a Lexus. And yes, it's a 350, but it's a GS, not an ES.
Oh. All right. The folks who drive Lexus sedans top the list of ticket magnets. Most likely to get stopped for traffic violations, the Lexus ES300. Those people buying a buying and driving a Buick Encore are the least likely to get a ticket for traffic violations. Last year's ticket magnet was the Subaru WRX. Got the most tickets. Data
is
released.
Anybody speeding past you in a Buick? Although I'm not okay,
well, Buicks are actually pretty good these days.
I know they actually look pretty darn sexy, yeah. The Buicks now. Yeah. All right, yeah. I'll back off.
Well, you don't have to back off. It just is. It's interesting how it changes, and depending on where you are in the world, not only the kind of car that you drive, but who gets stopped.
I mean, a Buick used to be known to be like. I mean, my grandparents were too young to have a Buick, but now they're pretty nice looking cars.
Yeah, they are. Remember the old, this is not your father's Oldsmobile? Now that they're gone, you can say that about
Cadillac
the Buicks.
Cadillac had a resurgence, too. Remember, Cadillacs were really good.
Cadillacs do nothing for me anymore.
Now they're wrapper cars.
Yeah, I had a few early in the 70s, and they were a good car.
I'd love to see this. You had a Cadillac, a Caddy in the 70s. I'm sure you were rocking the corduroy.
I had.
You were probably quite the ladies' man.
I had, when I got divorced.
You had those leather patches on your elbows?
I had a leather jacket with a,
I'm sure you did.
With a furry collar. So I think
collar?
It existed until
like a mob
when
light?
Meredith
what
came,
is it?
When Meredith came in, that coat went.
Fur, Dougie? Because you are such an animal.
No,
I was a little upset with
it.
You.
Was melton cloth or something like that, but it was not, sorry, not real fur. It was something, but it was
mutton
cloth. Whatever it was. So I had a Cadillac Eldorado.
Could you picture him?
No, I'm not picturing any of this. He's got a furry leather collar, a jacket with a fur collar.
Yep.
In his Cadillac Eldorado. And his,
were you a pimp?
Pants.
I mean, what is
and
wrong with you?
Corduroy pants, could you imagine?
I had dress
corduroys.
And
he's like, I was just in this business with a couple of nice ladies.
Corduroys.
I had a couple of nice pairs of corduroys. Turtlenecks.
Corduroys.
Galore. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Turtlenecks,
corduroys. Oh. That when you were trying to be fancy, you had the suede elbows, too.
Right.
I know.
Yep. Oh, yeah. The jackets with the suede patches.
Oh, yeah. When you're trying to look nice, classy.
If you earn less than $20. All right, come on. Let's keep moving.
Go out for a tour.
If you earn less than $20 an hour.
How you doing, sweetie?
All right, should I just give up on this and let you two guys? I'm going to just,
want to work for me, baby?
I'm going to sit here for 60 seconds and listen to the two of them have their fun. Go ahead.
Well, now it's not going to be
yourself.
Fun anymore. If you go away, it's not fun.
Right. I'm just going to sit here and listen.
Oh, dear.
What did your horn play? La Cucaracha or Oh, Home on the Range? I'm guessing Home on the Range. Oh, I'm done with you, man. Time for my date. I'll be back late. Oh, if those Eldorado walls could talk.
It was a brown Eldorado, too.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You had white rim tires.
Yep,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, white walls. White
I guess.
Walls.
Yeah.
I
guess.
I think I was 31, 32 years old at the time. So,
oh my goodness!
I was in 1980 or 81. Yeah, it was an interesting car. I didn't say that much.
Lots of room to stretch out, eh, Ducky?
All right. See, I gave them their 60 seconds, folks. They had their fun.
Probably had shag carpeting in it.
Had thick carpeting. It was actually had rich Corinthian leather.
Oh, I know.
Seats. Matter of fact, at the time. All right. My belly hurts from the laughing. Thank you. 51. We all need a good belly laugh. 51 after on Good Day.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
These are all violent offenders, right? I mean, they've hurt people, murdered them in some cases.
In almost all cases, yes.
And personally, Doc, I'd have to say screw their sense of calm. Well, this place makes me wonder.
Yeah, what's that, boss?
Which would be worse? To live as a monster or to die as a good man?
There's nothing about seeing the trailer for this movie that made me think I wanted to see this movie. Leonardo DiCaprio was in Shutter Island, which was the number one movie this week in 2010. Richie, any more sound from that?
Why you all wet, baby?
I just know it was supposed to take place, Chucker, if I remember correctly, in an island off of Massachusetts or off New England someplace.
Right.
And it was based on a true story, was it not?
That I don't know. It was directed by Martin Scorsese. I didn't like the film. I guess I'm in the minority. It has a big twist.
Well, but it's scary and pretty horrible.
I never really got into it.
Isn't it a horrible movie? I mean, the visuals are horrible.
DiCaprio and Scorsese had a little something going on.
Yeah.
They are tied, aren't they?
Yeah, they like each other. Yeah, they like working. Well, but I think DiCaprio is the consummate actor and student of the craft. You hear that over and over again, said in different ways, about whether it's the Revenant movie that's out now, Shutter Island. Some of these movies, when he was in, I remember we went to see The Great Gatsby, which was a weird flick.
But beautiful. It was a weird
wonderful
movie.
It
was kind of boring, but it was
weird,
pretty.
But he and Tom McGuire, or Tobey Maguire, I mean, in this movie that had, it was just, you're right, it was just weird.
But you know, another thing,
too, by the way.
He's followed the old school Hollywood blueprint of keeping he keeps his private life pretty private, doesn't appear on many talk shows, and there's always that mystery about who he is, almost like what Nicholson and, you know, Warren Beatty did back in the day. He's followed that blueprint pretty well.
Well, he can, and you can see him going that road. That's a very good comparison, Chucker. That's why I got you here, because you're so astute. What a great comparison. The likes of Jack Nicholson, who's a hermit, but yet very much in demand still today, even though he can hardly walk anymore. It's, you know, that kind of stuff. And the cut out of the De Niro book, perhaps the playbook there.
And then when he works, he takes his work very, very seriously.
Very much so. What did it take him almost a year to do that Revenant movie in horrible conditions? My God, when you hear some of that stuff described as they were doing that, My living in that horrible mess. And I mean, that's the same kind of stuff you hear about the shooting of his movie, Hateful Eight. It's the same kind of stuff. Those guys talked about the horrible conditions that they worked under. But you know, they came out of it with
After I saw The Revenant, it made me thankful that I had electric heat and a warm bed. Let me tell you,
good for you.
Holy cow!
Chuck Curry is our movie man. Movie news coming up around the corner here on Good Day.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
All right, Chuck, our movie news. What do we have?
Well, movie news, Doug Wells, but superhero news. Filming begins April 11th on Justice League, the next phase in Warner Brothers' superhero comic universe. This will start filming 2 weeks after Batman vs. Superman hits theaters. Now, they officially released the running time on Batman vs. Superman. It will be 2 hours and 31 minutes. Director Zack Snyder, who directed Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, and will helm Justice League, which you have to believe means that the studio likes the way Batman vs. Superman turned out, even though there's really no buzz on the street one way or another.
There's buzz on Ben Affleck and how he played Batman. It's mostly positive.
Really good. Yeah, he looks really good. Interesting story. You tell me what you make of it. Superman actor Henry Cavill asked a group of kids whether they prefer Superman or Batman, and the overwhelming majority said Batman.
Really?
Which tells you something about
really?
The time they live.
If they ask my age bracket, it would be just the opposite. That's your point I think,
somehow,
too, right?
Somehow, if Christopher Reeve was still here, I don't think he'd like that answer.
George Reeves wouldn't
either.
He's a
legal alien, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I mean, George Reeves wouldn't like it either. Hi, Chucker. Good job as usual. One of my pals here on Good Day, Chuck Curry.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.